talk to you for a minute, and this may turn out to be something that you might want to hear. Then again, it might not, since obviously I've been talking to you for some period of time about the condition of the human mind and the condition of this world in regard to opportunity of self-expression. That is to say, your innate ability to describe yourself within a reference of reality that you call space-time. What I want to share with you, hello, amazing, is my amazement at amazing. What I'd like to share with you is my happy surprise that finally many of you who have been contained within the options of this world have discovered an alternative, okay, that is not of this apparent human sequentiality of your relationship with the universe. The prime requirement to hear me is somewhere an admission that the options that are exercised within this continuum finally are expressly limited to two. Is that so? One would be to be here as a human being, strive to gratify your associations with yourself in regard to the humanness of your condition, the occupation thereof, your need to be in a body, to care for the body, to live in a longevity of existence that expresses your consciousness association with what seems to be a universal reality, exercising all of the probabilities that will exist in the alternatives that you have determined as a part of your, say, prerogative.
Prerogative.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to say that. I'm talking. No, that's okay. Another word we like to use is options. I mean, you love the idea, don't you, of having a free will. You love to have a free will to be able to exercise the options that are given you in the opportunity of your association with yourself. Bless you. If there's one thing I want to do, it's to allow you, as how you define yourself as a human being, with my certainty that I am not that, to show you that contained within the factoring of your conceptual organization of mind really is not sufficient option to allow you a real alternative. Right. Is this so?
Yeah.
As I examine, and this is, we'll use prerogative again. As a human, I was very capable of exercising alternatives based on my determination to find solutions to my existence. Isn't that so? I wanted to find some way within an occupation of this world where I could find the peace and happiness that had been so amply described to me by all of the conceptual associations in this occupation. I discovered rather belatedly that all of my successes and all of my failures and coaxiomatically all of yours, will result in finally a single alternative. That is, no matter what I managed within my own conceptual association, the results were finally going to be my other option. Which is what? Say it out loud. Cameraman, what's my other option?
Death.
Somebody whispered death. So here we are in what we call prerogatives of determination of existent association that represent, okay, a body whereby we make decisions within sequential time And the option we have to that, which we finally exercise within our own prerogative of conceptual mind, is death. Isn't that amazing? So here comes the savior of the world, and certainly I'm as good a representation of one as you're ever going to get, who says to you, no matter how much that may appear to be life, and certainly it does appear, I might suggest to you, okay, that if you are willing somewhere within your own predetermination, you will begin to wonder if there's not another option that you can exercise as part of your conditional reality that's going to give you another alternative that is not of this world. Mm-hmm. And I understand that that's the teachings of who your Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who we have been representing on these other videos, has said nothing to you except, why don't you exercise your option or a prerogative of determination within your own mind to come on back home where you belong? Somewhere within that association, you find yourself formulated where your alternatives finally are, can I use a little vernacular? Piss poor. I don't know what you think your condition tucked away somewhere here in an enclosure of form where obviously everything that you choose is going to result ultimately, and I don't know what ultimately means to you, in exactly the same result as you had previously. Is that so?
Yes.
The interesting part about it is if I sit with you now, and offer you the entirety of the solution, it must be a real alternative, not contained within the categorizations of what you call your conceptual self. Will you agree with that?
Yes.
In other words, your conceptual self-identity. Okay. So this teaching from your Master Jesus Christ, or from my illuminate mind, which is not human in the sense that it has available to it an alternative not contained within the fabric of your consciousness identity.
Yes.
Okay. That's the basis of my offering to you if you should decide to exercise an option of eternal life that must be available to you in comparison to the option that you are using. Because very obviously, finally, the frustration of being trapped in space-time where all of your occupation is for existence and your alternative is death finally must become fairly senseless to you, doesn't it?
Yes.
You, right there, I'm talking to you as a human being. Now, if I can get you to see that this actually doesn't have anything to do with your vernacular, spiritual, physiological, psychological alternatives contained within your own conceptions, you might be able to see that I'm directing this only to your consciousness of identity of yourself and offering you an alternative that must be contained somewhere within your own totality of association with reality. Is that all right? And I'm going to use your Savior, Jesus Christ, for just a moment. He teaches you that it is necessary for you to practice in your own conceptual associations of yourself an alternative not of this world through a declaration that you are not happy or no longer satisfied with the provisions that you have been given as a human being. It's actually that simple. And that available to you is a universal mind in eternal creative purpose, which you identify as God, but what you identify it as is of no concern to me, since I view all of your options of identification as totally useless within the fabric of eternal life that I am offering you. Is that okay?
Yes.
In chapter 31 by Jesus Christ of A Course in Miracles, he says it so succinctly, perhaps I can read just a little bit to you of it, although I probably won't be able to find it. See what happens? Yeah, I bought all my secrets to salvation here. This is one of my major ones. Mm-hmm. Read this to me. What does this say?
I do not know what anything including this means. And so I do not know how to respond to it. and I will not use my own past learning as the light to guide me now.
What did I just deny you? All of your options.
Absolutely.
Will that be fun for you, or are you going to continue to be happy with the options that you have found within your own form association? See? See what I've done to you? I'm offering you an alternative that you can't identify.
Yes.
Sounds very much like a dependence on your creative source.
Yes.
Sounds very much like you're going to have to give up all of your contrived determinations to express yourself as a body and very simply accept an alternative that is not of your own making, in one end in which you cannot possibly have an association within your temporal spatial reference. Very simply because it's the reality of life rather than what you constitute as life. The interesting perspective that I want you to see is this. It would be virtually impossible for you to be here without having an option of escape.
Yes.
If you'd look at this with me, share this, dear ones, out there in this world, somewhere within your incredible human identities, you must have a trump card that you can play. You must have something that you could employ. Okay, because no one ever, it would be impossible for me to envision that you would come into this chaos of death and limitation and loneliness and loss and not have an option to get the hell out of here. I refuse to accept it because it's not true, because I am your option and I am offering it to you. Mm-hmm. The problem is not that. The problem obviously is your admission that salvation through the resurrection of who you call your Savior, Jesus Christ, or any whole mind that would happen to stop by, look down and see that you have lost your option.
Right.
You've lost that quantum moment of re-identity when you could leave the world. Do you see?
Yes.
In 31, Jesus describes it as a real alternative. It says there's a tendency to think the world can offer consolation and escape from problems that its purpose is to keep. That would obviously be true because your conceptual mind is designed to solve the problems within the framework of the definition of an option of death. Do you see that?
Yes.
I'm going to talk to you just for a minute about your own insanity. I know you think you're sane. There's nothing I can do about it except tell you you're insane. Because the limits you impose on yourself in what we call this alternatives, the exercising of your prerogatives within your own conscious mind, have left you so ridiculously in a scheme of determination not to solve your problem that I'm surprised that you don't see it immediately. Okay? Obviously, I'm leading you to the point where you will say, hold on just a moment. I've looked at everything. I've examined every possibility within this arrangement, or certainly any I can find. I've asked for solutions out there by other apparent objective forms who seem to be suffering from the same, as the old man or Jesus Christ tells me, the illusion of objective reality. Perhaps it's time for me at last to say the hell with it. I'm not going to seek a solution where there ain't any. Yeah? Are you still with me?
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, the entire Course in Miracles and the purpose of the teachings of Jesus Christ are to show you that you are still at home in heaven. And the expressions that I would use were to employ this Jesus is Praying book. It's a beautiful book that expresses in the New Testament the very certainty that you know you're from heaven, that you know you don't belong here, that you know you're in a place where you're an alien, that you know somewhere that there's an alternative to this not contained within your own mind. Isn't that so? Okay? There is no choice where every end is sure. Perhaps you would prefer to try them all before you really learn there are but one. The roads that the world can offer you can seem very broad indeed. This is directly from the Course. But sometime, someplace within this continuum of association, you have to say enough is enough. Why? Until then, the prerogative of an alternative cannot be available to you because you have simply denied the possibility of it. And if you've denied the possibility of it, how would you expect it to occur? Do you see that? It says, so all of your options are not real. Okay, the time must come when everyone begins to see how like they are to another. Men have died on seeing this because they saw no way except the pathways offered by the world, and learning they led nowhere, they lost hope. Yet at this time, could their biggest advancement in a reassociation to a broader range of self-consciousness have been performed? Why? They began to practice the workbook of A Course in Miracles that says very simply, above all, I want to see differently, having used up all of my alternatives of conceptual self. Yes. Is that so?
Yes.
That's this teaching. And that's my offering to you. And that's my offering to you of an instantaneous redefinition of yourself, not based on the old you that has been locked in this hopeless condition of a body form. Okay? How is that going with you? Are the practices of this lesson, of the vacation of your mind, beginning to offer you an option that will excite you in an alternative that you know very well, so that on a moment-by-moment basis, you're able to take this little book that says, I am sustained by the love of God, and begin to practice for the 20 minutes in the morning, okay, the decision you have made that there's another way in which you can look at the alternatives that are being offered you, to see that indeed contained within you is the will and the love of our Creator, and that can show you in the simplest terms possible, through the admission of your inability based on your conceptual options to find the solution. Okay? Now, this is as good a definition as I can employ to what religious vernacular calls prayers of the heart, or a decision on your part to ask for a solution to the problem, not based on the problem, by the simple admission that there must be an alternative not contained within your consciousness association. I'm going to offer that solution to you right now. And I would like to have you avail yourself of it, because you are cognizant, okay, of a real alternative that I am giving you, not based on your human condition, not based on the continuing exercises of what you believe your alternative is. Let me do it for you once more. Somewhere out there, a lot of you must be at a point where you have looked at your human condition. Okay. And I know you call it hell, and I know you fight the battle of existence in this association and remain desperate for the solution, and are very successful at finding alternatives within your own conditional reality in order that you can exercise your other option, which is what? Death. Isn't that amazing? Okay. I want you to look at that in your own mind and see if somewhere, perhaps now, at this time, you wouldn't begin to say to me, no, no, enough is enough. Okay, I feel an alternative, okay, that I can recognize in my own mind that somewhere in time I knew was always available to me. Okay, this is called the miracle, okay, of the awakening of you from this dream of death. Okay. The silence that is evident now would be important to you because my offering is specifically and wholly directed only to you. All right? I am at this moment a part of your consideration of yourself in relationship with this world. There's no question that you have given me a name of some kind as a part of an identity of what you think you are, okay, within this practice of the exercising of your consciousness association with this world in an alternative for which you search in order to justify the continuation of your separation. The alternative that I am offering you is not contained within your spatial temporal reference of definition of yourself as a human being. Once more, stop searching within your mind. Don't do that. What are you going to do? You're going to give me a name? You're going to condemn me to your old associations? Are you going to give me factors of the body that sustain you? Are you going to tell me that I'm just like you? I'm not like you at all. Can you see this? I'm not like you at all. Why would I want to be like you when I can see very plainly that the options that you have in regard are ridiculous? They don't make any sense. If you can show me one alternative here that would justify in any way you continuing to choose within your own conceptual association, I would certainly like to see them out there. Well, I'm going to die gracefully. That's a good alternative. That's certainly better than suffering a lot of pain. I'm going to die over a period of years with tubes up my nose, wondering what the hell I got here in the first place. I've got my solution. Since I don't have any option, I'm going to kill myself right now, and that will exercise my other option. Lots of luck. How many times are you going to try to exercise the impossibility of the obliviation of life, of eternal life? You will not be successful. I think probably for many of you listening to me, the option of death no longer appeals to you simply because it doesn't make any sense. It literally cannot solve the problem of your existent association. And hopefully that will make you happy. We could open up for a moment and have a prayer for you. Those of you who have identified your salvation as coming from the mind of Jesus Christ, who represents in your historic reference an alternative based on his certainty of the entirety of his mind with God, which he offers to you. And this is a little book that many of you are availing yourself of now. And it's called Jesus is Praying, okay? And the indication of the book is that you are remaining in constant prayer and opening the channel to that alternative within your own mind, okay? This is called Jesus is Praying. Let's try one of them and see how it looks. He says, if the whole body be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. That's Jesus' indication to you of the necessity for the enlightenment of your mind that I am offering you as an alternative to your conceptual association. Okay? These are the offerings of the New Testament. How about, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father shall seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. This is my entire teaching to you, contained within you right now in that place is a direct contact with eternal life.
Yes.
It'll have nothing whatsoever to do with this world.
Yes.
The great threat that Jesus Christ offers to this world is your capacity, which he guarantees for you to contact at this moment, the reality of God creating perfectly in all of the universe.
Yes.
Can you see that out there?
Yes.
I'm going to give you some attention for a moment. Obviously, I'm attempting with you now to share the opening of an alternative that you may exercise within your own decision-making capacity by simply deciding all of your decisions have been false. and in that decision will be the complete alternative based on the certainty that your resurrection is a continual occurrence within the space-time reference. Okay? So he says, if you'll pray in secret, I'm going to reward you. Okay? For the Father loveth the Son. For those of you who are afraid of your own power, I want to assure you that what I'm offering you is from the creative source of reality and guarantees you that you are eternal within that single source. Here's how Jesus says it. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth. Do you like me to say showeth and doeth? Or would you prefer to have me tell you that God shows you everything that he is so you can be like him? He showeth you all things, and he doeth them so you can see that you're doing of them as the same as him. Nowhere do I detect any limitation imposed on you by anyone, except perhaps, as Jesus would say, by your own prerogative of limited association that guarantee you an advocacy of separation, which you call the devil, I guess. I don't know. But if you can see that, if you can see what he says, he goes on to say, and he will show him greater works than these that you may marvel. This occurs when they see, my goodness, look at this guy from Nazareth. He's working all sorts of miracles. He's healing the sick, as we do here now. He's healing the sick, and he says he's using the power of God. He says he's not using the power of the establishment. He says he's not using the choice mechanism to determine between remedy and sickness. He says that he is empowered with another choice that will give them the freedom of eternal love. And this is interesting to see that Jesus said that to you with the guarantee that were you to follow him, through the admission that none of these alternatives that you found in this association were of any value to you, you would see immediately that you could follow him to heaven where you came from with him in the first place. Listen, that ye may marvel, for as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quicketh who he will. All right, there's your alternative. That's as far as I'm going to go with your Savior, because obviously you have ignored for whatever you think a length of time, 2,000 years, although it's just a moment, is in the solution that he has offered you to ensure you that contained within you is all the power of heaven and earth, and that nothing can be to not denied you except your decision not to accept it. So that the simple change of your mind in regard to the result that you want to get from this world will give you a real alternative simply not contained within this continuum. All right? Now, our final 20 minutes in this hour, and I wanted to do it in private with you because I really wanted to see whether you can see what's occurring all around you in this discovery of the mind training practice of A Course in Miracles coming from my mind based on the illumination I have experienced and I'm sharing now literally with hundreds, becoming rapidly thousands, okay, of the identifications of species within the limitation of Homo sapien to a new realization of illumination that you can call anything you want, but that I can guarantee you has offered you an option that will immediately make you ecstatically happy because you're finally able to confess that everything that you were doing here was simply going to lead you to the same conclusions you always found. Is that so?
Yes.
So here's my promise to you. You are empowered to make a decision anywhere, anytime, in all of the universe, based on the resurrection of your Savior Jesus, or on the admission that I am offering you the fullness of the alternative within your own mind to decide you would rather be in heaven than here. Okay, if you can decide from this moment on that everything you do in this association will be a dedication to an alternative not contained within this factor, your solution will progress very rapidly. Heaven is a decision that you can make right now, because heaven is a true decision not contained within the association of your temporal reference, but representing eternal life and happiness that you know well about and can now share with me in that return. The incredibly insane idea that you would wake up in a part of your dream and find yourself with the options that are being employed within this body identity are absurd and unreal, and you know it. You have looked out at the stars. You have said, I want to go to the stars. I want to find out about life. I want to go out into the universe. I want to know what's out there. You examine your own options, impossible. You look at all of your alternatives within space-time. You study your relationship with the speed of light. You see the billions of years that are passing. You feel trapped within everything that this world has offered you in an alternative. And finally you said, I've had enough. And you ask the one thing that can solve your problem, which is your own reality, not contained within the specialization of the continuum of this association. Is that okay? Am I doing all right here? And we have to confess, I came here for another light check. And the next thing you know, I discovered that what I have offered you is how I obtained this within my own glory. That was simply an initial discovery of an alternative, not of my own making, a decision to continue to turn my willful determination to solve the problem, which had become unsolvable. Okay, I was relieved of that burden through an illumination of my mind, and offer it to you from my surety that the problem cannot be solved. Everything that I will ever direct you to, or could ever be directed to you, no matter what formulation you attempt to determine as the source of it, which is absurd, since obviously all of your formulations are sourceless in regard to the limitations you impose on yourself, you will see immediately that anyone in their right mind offers you the same solution, which would have to be an alternative to the one that you are employing. So if you'll take this little 20-minute book, we've given out thousands of them now, and every morning from now on, these are free, you call me right now, all right? And we'll send you, every morning when you get up, for 20 minutes, set your clock, get up about 20 minutes early, sit down and read, okay, the first 50 lessons of the mind training practice of A Course in Miracles. And all of a sudden, the alternative will be available to you. You'll immediately go, well, for goodness sake, why couldn't I see that within my own human beings? My answer is, it wasn't there. You couldn't see it because it literally was not within the possibilities of your memory association with yourself. Okay? It has now become available to you through the release of the defense of yourself in the correspondence of the limitations that you thought you had to adhere to based on the options that you thought were available to you.
Yes.
Not true.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Here it is. It says, I am sustained by the love of God. Out there? Let me hear it. There's a big group out there.
I am sustained by the love of God.
No, I'm not. The love of God sustains me? Well, if that's true, I don't have to sustain myself.
Yes.
If that's true, why am I worried about anything? I feel the futility of not being able to solve the problem to the point where I think I'll die.
Yes.
Oh, poo. Yeah. I tried that and that doesn't work either. I can't alleviate myself from my own thinking. I end up repeating over and over again the same exercise as the limitations that appear that someone else has imposed on me, okay, in regard to what I am and for what I'm searching. You want to understand this with me. Nobody has imposed anything on you except the expression of your own limited self. All power is given unto you in heaven and earth. What you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. I'm back to your Master Jesus. Okay. What you free on earth will be freed in heaven. Now, you're fearful of that power, don't be fearful of it. I'm right here promising you that fear can become overcome very easily by not continuing to exercise options of conceptual association that are what your fear is. Do you see that? Okay, so you count on the finality of the option of death, yet you're afraid to exercise it, which shows you the paradox of what you would call hallucination. Okay? Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. And the idea, finally, the insane idea that a perfectly loving, whole, creating, eternally manifested in the totality of life that you call God would in any way not offer you the entirety of this as a complete association of his own creative ability and capacity is absurd. And your acceptance of this world as the only alternative that you had have been what have bound you until this moment as you stand now and declare with me, no, there's another world that I can see. I'm going to begin to practice through this new mind that alternative. So here we have this little book. It says, this is a proven direct method of restoring communication with the creative source of all that is or ever can or will be. What a statement. Mm-hmm. You mean if I practice this, mm-hmm. I'm going to be able to suddenly find a communication with God?
Yes.
Yeah, that looked fairly good. Did you see that right there? Did you see that open up? Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. You see? So the Course is working with you, isn't it? And never mind all of the conceptual nonsense that goes on about it.
Yes.
This course is designed for you to bring about this metamorphosis within your own mind, isn't it?
Yes.
Huh? Is that what you want to experience?
Yes.
Is it beginning to work? You bet it is. If you've seen some of these other videos that I've been doing, many of them I've held in contractual self identities because of your necessity to justify a real alternative, when the truth of the matter is, there is no alternative contained within your conceptual association. So that a moment's decision to awaken from this dream of death would contain the power of the entire universe. So that the memory of heaven, which you had as a prerogative when you came here, there's no question that you got lost for a moment in time, because nobody in his right mind would come into hell without the certainty that he could leave if he chose to. You could be crazy, but you would never be that crazy. It's impossible. That you would come from eternity to time, which is an apparent association of existent identity, without the purpose, okay, of augmenting your power of reality based on the certainty of the separation to an alternative that would be in your own mind. In a particular sense, you're a lost savior. In a particular sense, you know perfectly well what the solution is. I am a provision or a reminder of that in your own mind. And this is what I'm telling you the practice should be. I'm telling you, as I read a few of these to you, that you can begin to have the experience. So here you are. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. It's 9 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night. This says, I've got to read that first page. This continuing encounter lasting approximately 20 minutes should be experienced daily, once in the morning and once at night. This is the nightly practice. Okay? It says, nothing I see means anything. The reason this is so is that I see nothing, and nothing has no meaning. It is necessary that I recognize this so that I can learn to see. So, nothing I see means anything. I don't have to be concerned about it. So, how's it going with you? Is that practice beginning to make sense to you? So that when you open up the New Testament, and Jesus says, I'm here to tell you as your Savior that your kingdom is not of this world, that I'm here to tell you that you don't belong here, that I'm here to tell you that all of the sin and separation that you believe is a part of this contingency of dark light is simply not true. I hope so. I hope that you're able to share that with me now. Certainly, that's my offering to you. And just as certainly, you can see, if we spend these few more moments together, okay, and I'm going to wrap this up as just an hour of direct communication, you are having that experience. And it's an experience that I want you to have. And it's an experience that I am determined to share with you in the enlightenment, acting as a catalyst, okay, that will enlighten, as we just read you from the Bible, okay, your conceptual identity to give you a new light within your body framework. Is that okay with you? You are the light of the world. This world depends on what is occurring in you right now, at this time, in this place. We are determined to show you through your Savior Jesus, okay, that what he offered you in what appears to be 2,000 years and is actually just a moment ago, a contemporary, moment-by-moment realization through practice of an alternative that he is present with you at this moment as the Christ mind alternative to what you thought you were. And from this moment on, you, right there, because you've been able to view this in the seclusion of your mind will have changed sufficiently where the alternative, based on the light of God, the light literally coming from heaven, as verified and magnified by the Christhood of Jesus and of yours, will be with you constantly in this re-identity. Yes. So the Jesus is Praying book, which I hope you'll all send for, has both his offerings of prayer from his Course in Miracles and also from the New Testament. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and what thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Wow, what an amazing idea. He prays to God, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is true. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation and will not pass into death, but will come to eternal life. That's going to wrap up this little segment. I wanted to offer it to you because I wanted you to see, perhaps, while we were alone together, to share my certainty that your loneliness cannot be resolved within this relationship, that you are lonely for heaven.
Yes.
And to continue to search in the place where it is not, okay, simply has become senseless to you. You have wandered, and this will be in chapter 31. So much of this, okay, we put chapter 31 from A Course into a little booklet.
Yes.
That says, Welcome Home, that would be available to you. Listen, the world can teach no images of you unless you want to learn them. There will come a time when images have all gone by, and you will see you know not what you are. It is to this unsealed and open mind that this bright alternative will occur. I've attempted to penetrate your fear threshold as gently as I can. I understand perfectly well that the message that I offer you of an alternative, not of this world, not contained within your identity, is fearful to you. It is impossible that not be so, because I've looked at all of your literature where you say fear of God is very valuable. As insane as that is to my mind, apparently this world actually fears God, or at best is determined that through death it can justify the guilt that it feels in this, on association. Don't you believe it? Don't you believe that? If you don't hear anything else, followers of Jesus Christ risen, hear this. All that God, the creator of eternal life, ever said in the testament of Jesus Christ is, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Follow him. At the time that Jesus asked John to baptize him, and John recognizes him and he said, no, I wouldn't do that. He says, yes, do that. I want to demonstrate to natural man that through the baptism, they can become spiritual men. At that time, the heavens opened up, okay, and the eternal creator of the world says very literally, okay, and this is my Son. Okay, follow him. In the transfiguration, he does it again. He says, this is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Be with him, and he will lead you from death to life. The only other assignment I have as I leave here personally in my own illumination that has already been predetermined, that is, I'm very much aware I have an option to leave here at this moment, and I am offering you that, is to attempt to subtract you from what apparently you continue to adhere to, the chaotic, threatening, tribal God, Yahweh, that demands that you retain rituals that can define you in the limitation of yourself, thus protecting you from other apparent ethnic gods, okay, in association with the simple realization that your Savior is here with you now, and that by being totally identified as the Savior, you can recognize your association with him, and certainly it's not going to have anything to do with the Old Testament of defense and attack. And we're very surprised that your determination not to hear the message of your resurrected mind, represented by Jesus, through the forgiveness and love, okay, of your brother. The simple teachings of Jesus that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with the heart and your mind and your soul and your neighbor would have anything possibly to do with the Old Testament of an eye for an eye is crazy. And I want you individually to take the simple message of salvation that I am offering you through my illumination so that you can recognize it in the illuminate mind that must be brought about in you through your readiness for rebirth to show you an alternative to this kingdom of death and chaos, okay? You say to me, is it okay for you to hate the world? I want you to hate the world. This has nothing to do with the love that you have for God and your brothers. This is your determination that whatever is here is not a part of the eternal love of God creating, and therefore demands that you have nothing to do with it. I ended up talking about our Savior Jesus very simply because he is a perfect example of what you must become, will become, and did become, okay, from the time that you came into the space-time reference until you leave. So our offerings today were Welcome Home, which were chapter 31. Jesus is praying, and we'll do one more prayer as we leave you, and the 20-minute book, which is here on the floor, that you can stick into your pocket and open up anywhere you want anytime. You could run into the men's room or the ladies' room. You could open it up real suddenly because this contact is continuing. And you could say, as I share the peace of the world with my brothers, I begin to understand that this peace comes from deep within me. My mind is part of God's and I am very holy. The world I look upon has taken on the light of my forgiveness and shines forgiveness back at me. In this light, I begin to see what my illusions about myself have kept hidden. I begin to understand the holiness of all living things, including myself, and their oneness with me. What an astonishing idea. Yes. We'll cut that off. Do you understand what I'm offering you? Great meditations can be accomplished in these moments. I often wonder where some of you are watching me.
Yeah.
But I want you to see that that's available. I just opened that up. Isn't that a beauty?
Yes.
Well, there's some beauties in here.
Yes.
And every one of them are very valuable to you. The exciting part about your new avocation is it becomes so occupational with you that while you continue to participate in the world, you have a joyous new intent based on experiences that we are sharing together. I'm glad you heard me. And I'm glad I had a chance to spend this little time with you. And I'm glad that we have reached a point in this sequential time association where we have been willing to admit that all of the time ideas, okay, of space have been going on all the time.
Yes.
So it isn't necessary for us to replicate sequential associations to justify the inevitability of death, which we heretofore had proclaimed as a part of our optional association.
Yes.
Okay? All of it's going on right now. There it is there.
Yes.
There it is again. There it is again.
Right.
I want the peace of God. The peace of God is mine at last. I have found the solution. I'm going to guard it within my own mind. It isn't necessary that I tell anybody about this. I learned from Jesus that I guard the Christ child in my mind and I let it emerge in me so that the light, okay, that has penetrated my dark defenses, I am no longer fearful to allow it to come into my reassociations of the dark form. I'm going to take my place as a child of light. I'm going to fulfill the function that I have been given within this dream of death to act as the entirety of a solution within the contingencies of space-time. May the peace of God go with you now as we continue this sojourn. Thank you for allowing me to be with you for a moment within this prayerful association of cause and effect that has necessitated your admission that indeed you are a part of eternally creating mind of God. So our prayer will read, Father, I was mistaken in myself because I failed to realize the source from which I came. I have not left that source to enter into a body and to die. My holiness remains a part of me as I am a part of you. Isn't that lovely? And my mistakes about myself are dreams. I let them go today, and I stand ready to receive your word alone for what I really am. Okay. And Jesus says, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. If you abide in me, I will abide in you, and you shall ask what you will, and it will be done unto you. Thank you for sharing this little interlude with me. Those of you who have decided to leave this world finally, once and for all, are simply denying death, and I will be meeting you very soon, okay, in a new association of a bright new world that will guarantee you the realization of eternal life as being expressed and shared by us through the forgiveness and love we express for God and for each other. I'll be seeing you in just a moment. Thank you. Thank you much. I'll be with you. Let's read together just for a moment from the text, chapter 31 of Our Course in Miracles. From time to eternity, it's called the point of departure. There's a tendency to think the world can offer consolation and escape from problems that its purpose is to keep. Why should this be? Because it's a place where choice among illusions seems to be the only choice. And you are in control of outcomes of your choosing. Thus, you think within the narrow band from birth to death, a little time is given you to use for you alone. A time where everyone conflicts with you, but you can choose which road will lead you out of conflict and away from difficulties that concern you not, yet they are your concern. How then can you escape from them by leaving them behind? What must go with you, you will take with you, whatever road you choose to walk along. Real choice is no illusion, but the world has none to offer. All of its roads but lead to disappointment, to nothingness, and to death. There is no choice in its alternatives. Seek not escape from problems here. The world was made that problems could not be escaped. Be not deceived by all the different names its roads are given. They have but one end, and each one is but the means to gain that end, for it is here that all its roads will lead. However differently they seem to start, however differently they seem to go, their end is certain, for there is no choice among them. All of them will lead to death. On some of them you travel gaily for a while before the darkness enters, and on some the thorns are felt at once. The choice is not what will the ending be, but when it comes. Why would you seek to find another road, another person, or another place, when you have learned the way the lesson starts, but do not yet perceive what it is for? Its purpose is the answer to the search that all must undertake who still believe there is another answer to be found. Learn now, without despair, there is no hope of answer in the world. But do not judge the lesson that is but begun with this, for here lies the answer. Seek not another signpost in the world that seems to point to still another road. No longer look for hope where there is none. Make fast your learning now, and understand you but waste time unless you go beyond what you have learned to what is yet to learn. For from this lowest point will learning lead to heights of happiness in which you see the purpose of the lesson shining clear and perfectly within your learning grasp. This is the point in time where it seems to you the world will utterly abandon you if you but raise your eyes. Yet all that will occur is you will leave the world forever. This is the reestablishment of your will. Look upon it open-eyed, and you will nevermore believe that you are at the mercy of things beyond you, forces you cannot control, and thoughts that come to you against your will. It is your will to look on this now. No mad desire, no trivial impulse to forget again, no stab of fear, nor the cold sweat of seeming death can stand against your will. For what attracts you from beyond the veil is also deep within you, unseparated from it and completely one. It is here you stand for just a moment in terror before what you swore never to look upon. Your eyes look down, remembering your promise to your friends, the loveliness of sin, the delicate appeal of guilt, the holy waxen image of death, and the fear of vengeance of the ego you swore in blood not to desert. All rise and bid you not to raise your eyes. All of your friends and your protectors and your home will vanish. Nothing that you remember now will you remember. For you realize that if you look on this and let the veil be lifted, they will be gone forever. To look upon the fear of God does need some preparation. Only the sane can look on stark insanity and raving madness with pity and compassion, but not with fear. This is the place to which everyone must come when he is ready. nor is it possible to look on this too soon. Stand you here a while and tremble not, you will be ready. Let us join together in a holy instant. Here you choose whether to look upon it or wander on, only to return and make the choice again. Now at last your choice is clear. You have found the door, but before you try to open it, remind yourself no one can fail who seeks to reach the truth, and it is this request you make today. Put out your hand and see how easily the door swings open with your one intent to go beyond it. Angels light the way so that all darkness vanishes and you're standing in the light so bright and clear that you can understand all things you see. A tiny moment of surprise, perhaps, will make you pause before you realize the world you see before you in the light reflects the truth you knew and did not quite forget in wandering away in dreams. Long ago, the end was written in the stars and set into the heavens with a shining ray that held it safe within eternity and through all time as well, and holds it still, unchanged, unchanging, and unchangeable. Look up and see his word among the stars, for he has set your name along with his. Look up and find your certain destiny. The world would hide, but God would have you see. Let us go out and meet the newborn world, knowing that Christ has been reborn in it, and that the holiness of this rebirth will last forever. We had lost our way, but he had found it for us. Let us go and bid him welcome, who returns to us to celebrate salvation and the end of all we thought we made. The morning star of this new day looks on a different world where God is welcome and his Son with him. We who complete him offer thanks to him as he gives thanks to us. The sun is still, and in the quiet God has given him, enters his home and is at peace at last.
Waiting for you back in your own backyard. You'll see your castle in Spain through your window pane back in your own backyard. Oh, you can go to the east, go to the west. Someday you'll come, weary at heart, back where you started from. You'll find your happiness lies right under your eyes, back in your own backyard. the east, go to the west. Someday you'll come, weary at heart, back where you started from. You'll find your happiness lies right under your eyes, back in your own backyard.